Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, comedian Greg Warren with the Warren Report today on trombones. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Yeah, today's tale is the true tale of Harry and Highest on Whiskey, Frontier Armenians. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the two dumbest men I have ever met.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget it. They decided to go ice fishing. Mm-hmm. So there they were, out on the ice. They set up their little shanty, and they set up a little fire in the shanty. Keep warm. Mm-hmm. And then they were just about to drill through the ice when this voice said,
"There are no fish under there."
They thought, well,
wow.
Words from above. So they put out their fire, moved their shanty to a different spot, set up a little fire in the shanty to keep warm. They were just about to drill when they heard,
"There are no fish under the ice there."
All right.
So they decided to pick up and
heavenly voice.
They moved their little shanty. They got it all set up, got their little fire going. They were just about to drill and they heard,
"There are no fish under there."
Okay. Again, they hear it.
Harry said to Highest on Whiskey, fellow Armenian, "Whose voice is that anyway?"
"This is the arena manager."
"This is the arena manager."
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
The Greg Warren Report with Greg Warren.
Through the magic of electricity, we find Greg Warren wearing his Otis elevator cap. You missed last week's exploration of shoelaces with Greg. I'm trying to remember, Greg.
I missed that.
Yeah, I missed it.
We learned about, was it called the Baluti? The Baluti knot?
What was the Baruti knot.
Baruti.
Yes. Baruti knot.
Yeah.
That seems familiar.
That's a game changer. Chick, you got to get involved with that. A guy who's into shoes as much as you are.
Oh, yeah, I am.
It's a very easy knot. And then Willie knows that other knot, the real quick one.
Yeah, Willie can do this weird...
He doesn't have the rabbit ear go into the hole or anything like that? Yeah. No, okay.
He doesn't tie his shoe
like everybody
else? No,
Willie's one's a little trickier, but the Baruti, it just takes things to another level. I really think you got to get involved with that.
You know what I do, Greg, and you'll understand this if no one else does. If I get a new pair of shoes, which doesn't happen, but, you know, 5 or 6 times a week, the thing that I do, I 90% I will... change the laces in them. I don't care for the laces that come with the shoe.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have my own. I have my own line of laces
right there.
Yeah.
You have your own line of laces.
Yeah. Absolutely. Look at these. See these laces didn't come in these shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
They're round rope. Yeah. Someone on the staff told me my shoes look like they belong to toddlers because of these laces.
Let me
but
see.
I like
hold them up higher. I can't see.
Oh. See how they're round.
There you go.
They are thick. Yeah.
You like the round laces.
Singular sensation. Da 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 da. It's showtime.
You're gonna pull a muscle.
I've already done something to my back.
Yeah, that's where do you get shoelaces?
Where do you get shoelaces?
I am going to take you out in the parking lot.
No, I mean, do you have a specific go-to? I mean, this is a fair question.
Yes.
Are you going to share it with us?
I'd rather not say.
I think it was clear the man wants to keep his shoes.
Are they going to run out?
Make no mistake, at this point, I don't think so. But I'd rather not say.
Now, see, these weird laces came with these shoes.
What? Do you not like them?
Yeah, they're kind of. Well, that's because, see, these shoes are French, and they've got a French flag on them. The Rossignol people. So it's red, blue, and white.
Oh, but, I see.
Is there some special outlet for great laces?
Amazon.
Make up a company name and
just tell me.
Just Farnham. Amazon.
Farnham. Farnham. Yeah.
Farnham.
Find them, Farnham, and forget them. That's your lace company. Give me a pair of Farnhams, people will say.
Okay, fine. But why is it such a big secret?
Because I don't want them to run out.
They're not going to run out.
Greg is,
of course they're going to
Greg has prepared something.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Who is it? Hey, Greg,
calls in anymore.
Okay, no. Hey, Greg. I was saying how much I appreciated him doing a deep dive into shoelaces. Do you remember what's on the end of your shoelace, Chick McGee?
An aglet, I think.
Very good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. This guy.
I like words. Greg, what word are we looking at this week?
What are we looking at? Yeah.
I wanted to talk about trombones, guys.
Did you know I played for 2 years?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff right there.
That is.
It's the laughing trombone.
You just happen to have that?
Yeah, I just happen to have that.
As a professional.
Jason knew that was the topic.
Oh,
here because if he put it over there, to give it to you, it would be lost forever. So...
You're right.
We put it over here.
Did you ever play didn't you play clarinet? You still do, right?
I played clarinet, yeah.
Did you wish you'd been a brass man? Is that what's going
on? No. I was fine being a woodwind. Mm-hmm. I admired the brass. The trombones, whoever invented that machine, and they don't know really who invented it, they didn't have a lot of foresight because... you have to learn to play it right around middle school, and you just have a thing that you're going to hit the people in front of you with.
Yeah. Well, or your arm's not long enough to do it. I couldn't get the...
Oh, but I mean, Josh, you probably... There needs to be some sort of class action lawsuit from the saxophones against whoever invented the trombone, because that's who sits in front of the trombones, and they're taking it in the head in middle school all the time.
Yeah. But they're having so much fun, though. If you're watching any basketball, the pep bands are the greatest.
Yeah.
And they're having so much fun.
Hold the tiger. Hold the tiger.
The trombone's tricky, though, because you've got to get your... You've got to position it in just the right place.
And there is a little bit of, wiggle room, but
You know what Miles said? Master your instrument and then... Just go play. Forget all of it and just go play.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. But I don't think the trombone has the cool factor. I mean, Miles Davis kind of blue wouldn't be as cool if it was a trombone, I don't think. It doesn't have the hip, cool
look. Different sound.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't. Are there any? Can you name any trombone players?
Shorty Trombone.
Trombone Shorty. That's Troy Andrews, guys. I would say maybe the most famous trombone player.
One of them.
Dorsey.
Really impressive.
Yeah.
Tommy Dorsey, Kid Ory, Glenn Miller. Slide Hampton.
But here's the most famous, I think,
a guy named Bill Moyer. Anybody know who Bill is?
He hosted a PBS NewsHour for Bill Moyer Journal. He was amazing. And he played the trombone. That's fascinating.
Anybody familiar with Mrs. Othmar?
No.
She was the teacher in the Peanuts cartoons.
Oh.
And her voice was a trombone with a plunger at the end, a mute plunger, and that was Bill Moyer.
That lady... Was
the was
named Mrs. Othmar? I had no idea.
Othmar. I believe Othmar, yeah.
Huh. Wow. Huh.
We have a great gag featuring that. We'll have to play later today with the wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. I'm not sure it's appropriate.
I don't know if we can.
Okay.
This was one of my favorite things I learned. Trumpeters and trombonists were employed in German city-states to stand watch in the city towers and herald the arrival of important people to the city that signified wealth and strength. They were often viewed separately from the more skilled trombonists who played in the orchestras and the ensembles.
So you'd have a gig standing on the watchtower just waiting for somebody to come by?
Yes, yes, yeah. And you know some jerk conductor was like, stop, 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 stop playing. Heinrich, you came in early. Again, do that one more time. You're going to be standing on top of the guard tower with your idiot friends welcoming some fancy prince from England from the top.
So the good players weren't in the orchestra that would greet people.
No, the good players were in the orchestras. The hacks.
Yeah, they were standing up in the
on top of the tower. I bet you those guys had way more fun, though.
Heck yeah.
A lot of downtime.
Yeah, well, actually, it's so funny you said that, Tom, because there's basically a lot of downtime when you're a trombone player. Maybe Josh can attest to this. Trombonists are often asked to count a large amount of rests or simply wait until the end of a symphony before they get to play. In the Fifth Symphony, they don't play for about 30 minutes in Beethoven's Fifth.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's like they're probably back there playing cards or drinking coffee. I always thought the cymbals were like that too.
Yeah, yeah, the timpani guy.
Gone. Yeah, you came in a little late on the cymbals there. Let's try again Thursday.
Well, what about the triangle guy?
Oh,
that guy. He just sits there.
Yeah, you know, you guys know Mark Gross, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
He's a renowned triangle player, is what he says. Okay. Yeah, he wrote that song. Josh, do you remember what that song was?
Come and Get It?
No.
Ryan, what was the name of the album, Greg?
Dinner's Ready.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody was playing that. That was a big hit.
Is that still a thing in any TV shows or commercials where they beat the big triangle to get...
Come and
I've got
get
one.
It.
Chick one. Gifted it to me for my homecoming.
Sure my old house,
you have one?
My old house had one off the garage.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really? Mine hangs by the barbecue grill, and when I'm done grilling, I bring
it. Would people of a certain age get the gag?
I don't... it's fine if they don't to me.
Yeah. I would think... doing that in the symphony would be incredibly difficult because you've got to wait and wait and wait. You might get bored.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you're there when it's time.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
You're
going to get bored or, yeah, I think that's difficult.
Your mind would wander.
I could never do it. A friend of mine worked in a Broadway pit doing a show. And he said that...
You mean he was in the orchestra?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Didn't just work in the Broadway pit.
He was in the...
That could be anything.
They tightened the chairs.
He was in the band. But he would say that, you know, those guys, there's no ad-libbing at all. So you've got to... Because those guys would be day trading. You know, the guy would go, okay, I've got another 17 minutes still in my... I have to play again.
Yeah.
Whatever instrument it might be. So there were guys doing their email because they've done the show so many times. They know when their breaks are. So it's somewhat soul-free. So now let's get back to the trombone and our guest, comedian Greg Warren. What do you got, Greg?
They sort of are poked fun at a little bit. Wagner, the famous, what do you call him?
Nazi
composer. He was, yes, he was anti-Semite.
Hitler's favorite.
No. Wagner made power spray paints, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Wagner. Yeah, that's Wagner.
I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. You're right. My fault.
Wagner said, never look at the trombones. It only encourages them.
Josh, do you still have your trombone?
No, mine was a rental from Mel Bay.
Yeah.
So we.
Oh yeah, man! I rented some stuff from Mel Bay too.
Yeah, it was right in your stomping grounds. Yeah,
and, Mel Bay was famous. He was like did music for kids all over the country.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
if it please your neighbor to break the sacred calm of night with the snorting of an unholy trombone, it is your duty to put up with his wretched music. And your privilege to pity him for the unhappy instinct that moves him to delight in such discordant sound.
Oh. Boy, Twain hated it.
Twain did not care for it.
I know that. Twain was a real prick, right? Boy.
Now, did you, Josh, ever have like a sitting around the campfire with everybody? Somebody gets a guitar, you grab your axe and...
No. See, I got into it pre-ska and pre...
swing,
like bands like The Urge and stuff that that were incorporating brass into their heavy metal.
Yeah.
So otherwise I might have stuck with it. But after 2 years, my dad said, you can either do choir or you can do bands, and I chose choir.
Or you can leave home. That was the third.
And when you chose choir, did your dad get a little tear in his eye and think, well,
he was a trumpeter, so maybe.
Okay, what's this?
Let me
trombone shorty, Greg. Trombone shorty.
That trombone shorty, Troy Andrews.
This is great.
Isn't he just here?
Yeah.
See, that's hip. That's your hip trombone.
Let me
see if you guys know any of these fellas. Anybody know who James Panko is?
Yeah, Chicago.
Very good. He's the trombone player from Chicago. Very good, Tom. Dave Bergeron.
Is he in...
Tom Bergeron's brother.
No.
From Oakland, is he in...
Good. Excellent guess.
Oh, yeah.
Bergeron.
Is he what is hip? That
Muscle Show. Oh.
He's the trombonist for...
Tower of Power.
Yeah. Tower of Power?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, okay.
And then my favorite brass band, that they don't have really a... Do you guys are familiar with Ides of March?
Yeah. Vehicle Baby.
Great
Vehicle.
Song.
Yeah. Great it's an amazing song. But that the guy that played trombone on that was like a session musician. He really wasn't a member of the band on that song.
Hmm.
Yamaha is the premier predominant trombone manufacturer.
You'd remember this fabulous horn solo, don't you, Greg?
Oh,
Underdog?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, man, I thought it was Underdog.
That's a trumpet. Yeah.
Those are trumpets, though, right?
Those are trumpets, though. Yeah.
That may be a trumpet.
I think those are muted trumpets, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, we got to sign off here. One last thing, Greg, so I know you'll sympathize with me. It's kind of a hurry Saturday morning. I've got the girls in the car. Decided to run in and grab a couple bagels. It was a place I don't go to very often. They have great bagels.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up for a beverage. And, they have iced tea here. So I bought and paid for an iced tea because I thought I saw it over in the corner. I thought it was a...
Mm-hmm. Brewed iced tea.
It was bottled iced tea.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Whoever is responsible for that needs to be put in prison. Mm. I took one sip and threw it away.
In the garbage, right?
Yeah,
there you go.
It's awful.
Garbage.
I don't know what poison is in it, but it tasted terrible. Greg and I are both... iced tea aficionados.
Purists.
Yes. And then I'm now, by the way, ordering orange slices with my iced tea at restaurants on a regular basis.
I heard about this.
You've
got to
try
it.
It's a life changer. I'm telling you.
Okay. I will never get that last 30 seconds back.
Greg, it's always a pleasure. Best of luck with the
show.
Thanks,
guys. Good to see you all.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.